talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Nice little shower moved through a lot of western Oklahoma last night, parts of the eastern Texas Panhandle. I don't know what the fogs we've had the last 2 days at my house, but I had almost 6 tenths in my gauge this morning, so I'm figuring we got 4 tenths more than likely there at the house. So anyway, it was a nice rain. A little bit of rain moving through the area right now. I think southeastern Beckham County and northern Harmony County, there's some showers going on. Here's some temperatures right now. 42 at Hollis, 40 at Elk City, 38 at Sealing, 38 at Cherokee, 36 at Slapout, Buffalo and May Ranch, you're both at 38 degrees out here in the panhandle of the big state of Texas, 37 at Lipscomb, 37 at Miami, 40 at Dozer, 41 at Odell, and 42 at Goodloe. Got a pretty good show on schedule today. Coming up second segment, Michael Newmiller from South Dakota. He is a custom harvester, him and his brother, their family, let's put it that way. He's in the city getting ready for the U.S. Custom Harvesters Convention tomorrow. And I want to make it clear, I talked about it yesterday, it is not open to the public. It is open to members only. And I didn't realize that till yesterday afternoon. Probably knew that, just forgot, or didn't remember, as my wife would say. But anyway, it is not open to the public unless you're a member. So sorry about that. Anyway, I'll have him on. And then coming on later in the show, Mr. Bert Hudson of Hudson Angus Farms will be in there. They got their big sale coming up this Saturday. And I finally get to go to this one. I missed last year. I don't remember what I was doing. Something was going on. Might have been a hog show. I don't know. But anyway, I'll be there Saturday, check it out, see what's going on. But anyway, we got lots going on. As I said yesterday, today is national stop, be a good steward of the land. Stop by and see any hay sacks or wrap in the road right-of-ways. Please just do it. If you guys want to send in pictures to the studio, or I posted a deal on KCOFM's Facebook page about the hay wrap. People already texted me this morning that they're stopping by and picking up hay wrap. And I, on the way to work this morning on North Carter, I stopped, picked up 8 balls of wrap and 5 deer corn sacks. So anyway, I'm not done for the day. I got a lot going on, but I'm gonna pick up. We're just gonna do it for the rest of the week. How about that? I got a really cool set of multi pliers. It's actually a set of multi scissors, not pliers, and it's got some cool stuff on it. It's brand new. I got it, and whoever sends in the coolest picture to the studio here or the Facebook page post I did this morning a while ago on picking up hay wrap and hay sacks, you're gonna win a pair of those. So anyway, I think it's pretty cool. Anyway, there was a couple posts on there. I'll go ahead and read it before we go on to go on with today's Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. One gentleman came on there and said, "Thank you. I'm so tired of picking up nets out of my barbed wire." And it's true. When that wrap gets in barbed wire, it makes a deal. Then another gentleman posted on there, says, "My wife and I counted the wads of twine in between Fairview, Oklahoma, and Chester, Oklahoma one day. 26 miles, 76 wads of baler twine. The people losing it have to know they are doing it. Just take off down the road, and when you get where you're going, your pickup bed will be clean. Very upsetting. Come on, they do have to make a law and huge penalties before this is taken more seriously." Well, I did hear through the grapevine, somebody said that they're working on a law for fines for losing hay wrap off your vehicles and hay sacks and stuff like that. Basically, littering charge. But problem I see with that, they can pass that. You're just going to have to catch them. And anyway, we just don't need to get to this point. We need to secure the wrap. All farmers and ranchers need to just secure the wrap. And deer hunters need to secure their deer corn sacks and just secure them. It's really simple. And I'm not saying I'm an angel. I've lost wrap off my truck before. I thought I had it secured. It come off. I'm not saying I'm an angel by no means. But I do weight it down with either chain or one of my hitches that goes in the back of my truck. I do have a catch-all ordered from the steers down at Willow. I'm going to put a catch-all on my truck. And Kyle Camphouse last year put on our Facebook page where he did an 8-inch PVC and bolted it to his cake feeder, and he stuffs it in there. And then when he gets wherever he's wanting, he takes the caps off, pushes it out with a broomstick or whatever he's got there, a piece of PVC pipe, pushes it out on the ground and puts it in the trash or puts it in his burn pile. And then there was something else. Roy Hunt from over there at Dale High, he's got a he puts them in the front seat of his truck. Another gentleman's got a mineral tub on the back of his truck, and he puts it all in there and weights it down. And you know, there's all kinds of ways, guys. Just be good stewards of the land. How about that? So let's move on and go on about our business here. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, is tender, is an eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive the mouthwatering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create that tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics that enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch. Their beef is available in quarters, halves, wholes. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. Also available, 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. Get a hold of Jimmy and Tracy and order your beef today. Matter of fact, text line is wide open. Anybody want to participate today? Tell me a little story about the best steak you've ever had. That you, and I know you can remember it because I can remember the one I had out in Las Vegas. What is that? Ruth Christie's or whatever that steakhouse is. It was a high dollar, I know that. Man, the butter they put on that steak was awesome. But anyway, if you got an experience with a steak that you remember, you want to text it in, 580-225-9697. All right, let's do a quick update on grains and the meats, and then we'll take a Taylor Ranch break and come back. I'll have Mr. Michael Newmiller on here. March corn, 451 up 5. May, 462 up a little over 5. Soybeans for March, 1245 up 5. May is 1250 up 3. Soybean meal, 360-460 a short ton up 350. And May is 364.30 up 410. Soybean oil for March, 47.53 down 68. May is 48.04 down 65. Hard red winter wheat is up a little over 6 today for May at 624. March is 624. May is 625 up 6. Cotton, what's happening there? It keeps going. It's climbing. March cotton, 85.42 up 82. May 86.71 up 90. What's oil doing? West Texas intermediate crude oil, March 75.26 up 89 cents, and April 75.14 up 87 cents. Natural gas is up for the first time in about a week. February's at 257 up 12, and March is 222 up 5. Let's see here. Live cattle, February 175. 22 up 57, 178.12 for April up 30, June is 175.22 up 27, January feeders 231.87 up 87, March is 234.45 up 80, April is 240.15, up 60. And May is 245.35, also up 60. So anyway, that's looking good. Lean hogs are up again for the second day in a row. February 73.80, up 50. April's 81.82, up $1.50. Also, last night I was over at Sayre at the ball games. I went over there to watch Mr. Ruger Ripto play. And anyway, Gary and Joel Ripto was sitting there in front of me, and Joel had brought a paper, and I'd got it yesterday, but I hadn't opened it. But the AFR today came out, was delivered yesterday, and on page 28 of it, it's pretty interesting. They did it last year. It's the farmer's share. Did you know that farmers and ranchers receive only 14.3 cents of every food dollar that consumers spend? According to the USDA, off-farm costs, including marketing, processing, wholesaling, distributing, and retailing, account for more than 80 cents of every food dollar spent in the United States. So there's a few of them kind of got my attention there that Gary pointed out. Boneless ham. A farmer only gets 90 cents of a boneless ham on a 1 pound. The retail on it is $12.98. And then like milk, 1 gallon, fat-free, retails $4.39. Farmer share is $1.54. And there was another one in there. Bacon, retail $4.99 a pound. Farmer only gets 90 cents of that. And then top sirloin steak, retail $9.99. Farmer only gets $2.39 of that. This one caught my attention. Bread, a wheat loaf, retails $4.49. Farmer only gets 18 cents of that. So pretty interesting stuff. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Come back. I'll have Mr. Michael Newmiller on the phone with me. We'll talk with him. And then right after him, we'll take another break. And Mr. Bert Hudson has showed himself up in the studio. And he's smiling, too. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers with managing livestock risk protection. LRP is the cheapest way to establish a floor price for your cattle while leaving the top side open. Policies are available for calves, stocker cattle, and feed yard cattle, with no upfront costs or margin calls. For LRP and crop insurance, contact Andy or Codell at the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Hold on to your ag investment at nightlatch.net.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in four different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash trash. Get rid of your trash.
This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January the 19th. 1,183 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 463 brought 314. 3 at 505 brought 292. 4 at 563 brought 283. 7 at 658 brought 254.50. 8 at 715 brought 225. 5 at 842 brought 222. 6 at 931 brought 179.50. 4 at 404 brought 272. 6 at 526 brought 235. 5 at 530 brought 236. 3 at 573 brought 226. 11 at 592 brought 218.50. 4 at 596 brought 228. Butcher cows were 20 to 118. Butcher bulls brought 98 to 130. Bred cows were 860 to 1775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for Miami, Texas. 38 degrees, wind chills 38, humidity's 100%, so it's probably a little foggy. Dew point's 38, the winds are out of the north at a whopping 2 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.12 inches of rain. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is 35 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Michael Newmiller. I hope I said that right. Did I say that right?
100% correct.
Oh, man, I'm good. Sometimes Mr. Meisner sends me, I don't have a lot of German in me, so I don't pronounce it very good. So.
No, you got it good. I spelled it a lot, too.
Yeah, anyway, Michael, you're from South Dakota, if I understood from David right. And
hold on, North Dakota.
North Dakota, right. Let me back up, my bad.
That's a bad deal there.
Okay, well, I heard that. Actually, he paid me to say that. No, he didn't.
Really. Okay.
Anyway, you're actually, David right, you're a member, the board member for the U.S. Custom Harvester, is that correct?
Yeah, I sit on the board of directors for the U.S. Custom Harvester. That's correct.
All right.
So out of central North Dakota.
North Dakota, not South Dakota. I got that right. I got that now. You won't ever hear me do that again unless we're just funning or something. But anyway, you guys, the U.S. Custom Harvesters, are having their big convention in Oklahoma City. If I remember right, wasn't it Kansas City last year?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Or Omaha, that's right. Yeah, and close enough. And then, you're having it in Oklahoma City at the new convention center. You guys all set up, ready to go tomorrow?
Small vendors are still coming in yet this morning and this afternoon, but hopefully by 5 o'clock or so, we'll be completely done and ready to go. It's coming together pretty nice. John Orr and his team are really getting things lined in there and going pretty smooth, actually. Man, it's a beautiful place here. Very, very nice place. Huge. Yeah. It's really big.
And you guys, there's a bunch of huge equipment in there from what I've seen on Facebook this morning.
I don't think people of this city have seen this much big equipment come into this convention center ever before.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to come up there and do my show tomorrow. So I'm excited.
I heard
to come
that.
Up I'm excited.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah, and thanks for having me. You just don't know how much that really means to me. So you're a custom harvester yourself. Tell our listeners a little bit about the custom heart. What machinery you're running? Is it family operated? And where do you start and where do you end?
Okay, yeah. Myself and my wife, along with my parents, I've got two younger brothers and their wives. We all we're all out of Central North Dakota. We all live within a mile of each other, and we start down in Vernon, Texas, to Childress, Texas area. We run 10 case machines, all pretty new stuff. We run 4 tractors and carts, and all the semis and service trucks and all that other fun support equipment that you need, I guess. We go North Texas. We make, 3-4 stops in Oklahoma, Magnum, Oklahoma, Putnam, Tologa, Oklahoma area, Enid, Oklahoma. We run up to Pratt, Kansas, St. John, Kansas. Then we run out west to Leota, Marienthal, Kansas area. Then we go eastern Colorado. Oh, man, where do we all go there? Siebert area, Fort Morgan area. I'm missing one town there. And then from there, I go out to Billings, Montana. The rest of the family heads back towards North Dakota with some of the machines, and we start up there, I guess. And then our fall run, we're a little different than most harvesters. Most harvesters don't like the cold, I guess. I don't know. They all burn back south and do that big corn and soybeans and milo. We stay fairly, wouldn't say local, but within about 150 to 200 miles of home in the fall in North Dakota. That's where we do our fall run, corn, soybeans, late wheat. We combine wheat until it was almost snow last year. A lot of canola in the fall, late summer, early fall, I guess, up there. Other families, our kids are getting older. It's more into sports and stuff. We try to stay a little more closer to home so we can burn home on weekends or rain days or whatever and watch some ball games and stuff like that. So
actually, last year and maybe the year before, you guys traveled down 283. Did I see you not come through Sayre on your way to Vernon last year?
Yeah, we normally bring 283 down into Vernon. That'd be correct.
Yeah, yeah, I did see you. And so anyway, you got some really nice equipment then, because there's not a lot of red equipment that comes through Sayre, and I'm not saying that with sarcasm, but I just, when you see a really nice red equipment coming through Sayre headed south or either going north, either way, it gets your attention. And it
that
looks
time
like
of the year, it better look nice that time of year. After that, it gets a little dirty, but it ain't making money if it ain't dirty. So
what's the biggest field you've ever had your combines in?
So normally we haven't been going out to Montana. Last year I went just south of Billings, Montana, and there's some big fields. You can walk, come down some goat trails through some switchbacks and these big pastures, and you get to the top of these plateaus, and as far as you can see, there's wheat fields, and you pretty much start there, and you combine all the way until you get to the other end, which would be several miles down the road. So the farmer breaks it up in the field names, obviously, but there's 3,000-4,000 acre patches on top of these deals. It's pretty crazy until you see it. It's hard to explain, but be cutting along these places out there. I think most people in Montana tell you the same thing, and all of a sudden you just dives off, and there's big cliffs and drainages and grass area. There'll be cows walking around down in there, and it's pretty amazing scenery.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I just remember the last time I went on wheat harvest, and we finished up at Valentine's, Nebraska, before we come back, because we had our farming to do where I was working. I just remembered of an evening, I just had to get up in the back of the truck, cover up with grain, because those mosquitoes are big. That's all I remember. That was the last thing I remember on my last wheat harvest.
So I don't think these young kids nowadays would be able to go on a wheat harvest that to cover themselves up with grain to take the mosquitoes off them anymore. Make them like they used to, they say.
Yeah, but anyway. Well, what's the U.S. Custom Harvesters, what is you guys' main goal? What you seem like a really good, I mean, there's what, possibly 800 members going to be there tomorrow. What's your main goal of staying together? Just communicating and marketing and sharing technology and stuff?
Yeah, all of the above. When I was young, I started combining when I was 18 years old. That's the first, this year will be our 20th year going south, I guess, to Vernon. Back when I was 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, you know, you think you can combine everything and under the sun. Every other harvester was your competition. You wouldn't talk to anyone. Me, personally, I think a lot of guys would agree with me. Until you get a part of this organization, the camaraderie and being able to phone a friend, you know, and a situation you may never been in before, or you're getting backed up in Oklahoma in the rain and you need someone to cover your job that you can trust up in Kansas who ain't going to take your job from you. As the older I've gotten and got way more involved in this organization, the friendships, can pretty much break down anywhere along the road in the Midwest and phone somebody that's 40, 50 miles away to be able to come help you.
Right.
We go to D.C. a lot, and then I think we got two trips coming, one in February, one in March. I'm going to the March one, I guess, talking to state representatives and legislatures out there. So different laws. Right now we're kind of fighting the H-2A deal, the big wage increase. Not looking good for a lot of farmers in general, but harvesters too, with a big weight wage increase for wages. That's a tough one right now.
Yeah, because that affects everybody.
So it's me personally, or our crew, we don't hire foreign labor, but to me, you wouldn't think it would affect me, but all it does tremendously, because all these other guys that are going hard H2A, they may back off on that now, and now they're looking for more and more Americans who they can possibly pay more these big wages. And I'm not saying we're cheap labor, or we're looking for cheap labor. It's just a trickle down effect, and it comes down all the way. And the only person who really actually hurts at the end of the day is the farmer, because us as harvesters have to raise our rates to keep up with these big wage increase that the government thinks we need to have.
Yes. Yeah, it's
kind of fighting for the small guy.
Yeah, it really is, because I mean that affects everybody. Because that was going to be the bottom line. It doesn't matter whether you have foreign labor or American labor. You know, you're going to have to adjust your prices, and it affects the farmer. And so,
yep.
You know, and the grains. I mean, the grain prices aren't terrible right now, but they're not great, and they tend to go backwards from here on through harvest. So it's just one of those deals. But so, what are you guys doing to help with recruitment for harvest hands? Are you talking with the high schools, with the FFAs? Are you guys getting involved with any of that?
Very good question. So yeah, back in, let's see, about November 1st of this past year, myself and John Orr and his wife and daughter, we went to the National FFA Convention. We had a booth there. And one of the things, when I got on the board, I'm very passionate. I love talking with kids and trying to, most of our crew usually that we hire is 18 to 24 years old. I like trying to mold young people, I guess, into being good people. I don't know, whatever you want to say. So that was one thing they started last year or 2 years ago, and now this past fall we went down there, had a booth, and had great traffic through there. I mean, some of these kids have no idea what harvesting is, and you kind of open a door to them. Some people do, handing out a lot of cards, like, hey, come to uschi.com, you can put a little bit about a story about yourself on there, but all kind of like an application, you might say. And every member that's part of our organization can log on there and then see these and then potentially call these kids and hire them. We also, here back in February, or December, at our face-to-face board meeting, another thing that we found was a virtual learning kind of deal, I guess you might call it. You put these headsets on. So this coming summer, we hired a guy to come out and videotape in the cab with like a 360-degree camera, and kind of sit in the combine or sit in the chopper or sit in a cotton picker or a grain cart tractor or the trucks going to the elevator. It's going to come out for a few days, get some footage of this, put it online through these virtual things, and it's going to be shooting out to a lot of high schools, well, middle schools, high schools up in the northern states, and this company is starting to work south, trying to get into more schools south. So that's been pretty passionate about that here lately. Pretty excited about that for this coming summer.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
See any results until maybe next fall for it or whatever, but really super excited about that.
Well, one last question before I let you go. Did going to the FFA convention, did it help?
I think it did. There's been, I feel like even just, you know, I wasn't there for myself. I never gave a single person my own card or whatever. But it seems like the amount of applications we've got in the last 2 months or so, and I was talking to other harvesters also, they all say the same thing, that we're getting more applications. Are they good applications? You don't really know yet. Not until you hire someone, they come to you and they work for a while, so you really know. A lot of us don't have the opportunity to interview these kids face-to-face, which would be great. So a lot of these interviews are over the phone and trying to call a few references, I guess.
Oh, awesome.
We think it is, but we're still early into this process, so.
Well, one more thing. I've got, I don't have my deal in front of me. I got 20 FFA chapters coming through my studio here in about 2 weeks for National FFA Week for 2 weeks. You guys set a booth up here if you want.
Okay.
So, anyway, no, it'd be cool. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk to some of them when they come through about harvest, if they ever been on harvest or they wanted to go on harvest. So anyway, they gave me a good thought for conversation there. But
when you get here tomorrow, we probably got some literature we may be able to give you to hand out too. So
awesome. Well, Michael, thanks for taking out time out of your busy schedule, and I'll see you tomorrow. And I promise you, I won't say South Dakota in front of you.
No, that's all right. Not that bad of a state.
Oh, I worked in North Dakota. I worked out west fracking out there, and I love driving through Nebraska through the Sand Hills and going through Valentine and up through South Dakota through the reservations and then into North Dakota. And that's sure. where I love that drive. I'd stop, talk to some farmers and ranchers sometimes. So it was pretty cool. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Michael.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Let's take a Taylor Ranch happy hour break. And when we come back, Bert Hudson, I see he's got something on his mind. And so anyway, we'll come back right after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Rand in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success, because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Beef. That's what's on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 11th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. They're selling 70 yearling to two-year-old bulls and 20 bred heifers. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 27th. Lunch at noon, sales starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. I ran a little long with Michael, but me and Bert, we got plenty of time. We got the rest of the show. Anyway, ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Right now at Buffalo, it's 38. Dew point's 36. Humidity's 93. The winds are out of the west, northwest, 5 miles an hour. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 31 degrees. Sunset at 5:54. Cloudy today, 44. Tonight, dense fog, 36. Tomorrow, dense fog and 55. like I said yesterday, one thing I hate about cloudy days is solar power. Jimmy's got to haul water today because the solar pumps ain't working. So anyway, and the wind ain't blowing. Imagine that. And the windmills are not working. So anyway, everybody's going through it. Well, I have a couple of, I was talking to Bert about them. I have a couple of comments about the best steak they ever ate. So I'm going to share two of them with you. The best steak I've had has been from Longhorns. It's called the Outlaw Steak. Melts in your mouth. But when I'm in the mood, I can cook a good one. Another comment was, the best steak I've ever ate was Pure Blood Brahmer, 4-year-old. And the worst one I've ever ate steak was a Full Blood Brahmer, about the same age, right out of the pasture. So there's a couple interesting conversations. Anyway, Mr. Bert Hudson's in the studio with me right now. Bert, welcome to the show. Are you excited?
Oh, I get really excited these days.
Your sale's coming up Saturday. Yeah. I'm excited, too, because I get to come this year.
Yeah, good.
And last year, I'm pretty sure I think I had the hog show going
on. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, I remember that.
Yeah, so I had the hog show going. Not this week. I'm coming to the bull sale because I got a lot of friends will be there. So anyway, it's this, it is this Saturday at 1 o'clock, and it's at the ranch right here. It's easy to find the Angus Ranch, the Hudson Angus Ranch. I drive by it at least twice a day. So anyway, 70 bulls and 20 bred heifers, and you're excited. What about the bulls? What about the bulls? You got a good set this year?
Well, we got some pretty good bulls. You know, that's your objective, improve every year.
Right, and you guys have been.
And it keeps you very busy researching and doing that.
Right.
And then we take our top-end bulls and run them through the GrowSafe system, which a lot of people's heard of it, but they really don't know how
it works.
We were
talking about that. Let's talk about that.
And this GrowSafe system's been around for 35 years. It's a company out of Canada, and they've got other systems anymore, but this has been the one we've been with. I think I've been on there somewhere around 22 years now.
Right.
So we fed up in Nebraska. Oh, I guess I was up there close to 17, 18 years. And they put in a GrowSafe system about halfway through that.
Okay.
Well, we enjoyed it because we had a lot of the old original Angus bloodlines that come out of Mill Creek Ranch down at Birch Angus Ranch.
Right.
And the old man sold out when he was 61 years old. And we went down
there.
That
sounds awful young to be quitting.
Sure was. He sat out during the sale, and they said, Mr. Birch, don't you want to go in and rest? Nope. He said, I don't know how many more of these I'll have to have.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's 60, you know, being in 61, he was 90, 92, I think, when he had that production sale.
Right.
But anyway, that's kind of how we started out on this deal. And then when they began to promote all this up at the Profit Maker Bull Station, and we was feeding there, and we didn't have the records. He didn't keep records like they do now with all these EPDs, but he never crossed his cattle out to anything else. You know, they were all true Angus.
Right.
Well, we got a big kick out of it because we wasn't big people in this. My mineral salesman, he's the one that convinced me to take a few up there. Well, when we got in there a little deeper, well, we got a kick out of beating the boys that chased those big EPDs, you know. And we could outgain them.
Right.
You know, not that we had anything to do with it. We just had that type of cattle at the time.
Right.
So that's how we got into this, like we're in it now.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand. They look at the sale book, and they'll see this in some of these in the front here.
Yep.
We put the more feed-efficient bulls in the front of the book. And it'll say, well, this one here says, what, minus
8.84, yeah. Number
that,
one.
See, and I don't have those records with me, but that means that he eat less feed to gain a pound of beef.
Right.
And that's how that's rated. So when you see that minus on there, anytime it's minus, whether it's just 0.12 or whatever, that means he did eat less feed to do what he's doing. Well, the only thing we're doing out of this deal is selecting the genetics. You can't really change it, but you can breed it up.
Right.
We can't tell by looking at the cow, because they all look good.
Right.
But this one over here may be like me, eat a whole bunch, you know. and not gain as much.
Right.
But we've learned a lot going through this.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And right now, we have been in it long enough that you can sure prove that it's the herd will eat 20% less grass over a year, you know, and that's quite a little bit.
That's a lot.
But all we done was gather up the genetics, and that's how you build it. You can't make the genetics, but you can improve the genetics.
Yes, improve. You can improve. Because like you were saying, you just threw something out there that helps me with understanding it more is if you eat 20% less than your herd does, there's two things is going to happen. Your pastures are going to be in better shape.
Yes.
Or if your pastures are going to be in good shape, maybe you can add a few.
Yep. You can. And you just look at your cattle out there on pasture, and your visual inspection will tell you this. Well, people still don't think, you know, a lot about that. But what a closed system is we can look at it. All this stuff is recorded in Canada in milliseconds. We got to have the internet on all time.
Right.
And if it goes off or something messes up, they'll be a texting you in a little bit. And if you don't answer them, they'll be a calling you. Or they'll tell you calf number 4812, he hasn't eat all day. You might ought to look at him. They'll know when they're going to get sick before we do.
Right.
And we can see all this on the computer. But we can't touch it. You can't put your fingers on the scales.
Right.
When we get done, all this information about 30 days later comes back from Canada. The company now is called Vitali instead of GrowSafe.
Okay.
And I didn't care much for the big company to start with, but, well, they've been in there about 3 years now, and they're coming on doing some very fantastic things.
Did you ever dream you'd see technology helping so much with everything today as far as the agriculture side?
No.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, I was raised on a dairy, and you know how we made a ration? We didn't know really what a ration was. We had a little barley or oats or something and put a little molasses in it, and a little cottonseed meal. We could go to Clinton and pick it up.
Right.
And yeah, boy, it looked good and it smelled good, and that's how we built a ration.
It had to be good.
And no cows eat it.
That's how you tested it to see if they ate it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep. You get off, you're off out of school on Saturday, and Dad's got you hooked up on that hammer mill, and it's cold, and you're scooping that grain in there, and that old Milo to flipping back and hitting you in the face. Just makes you mad, you know. But he didn't care if it made you mad. You just kept doing it.
So you miss the dairy days?
Not really.
I haven't talked to anybody that has.
Yeah, not really.
It's 365 days.
I didn't mind it while we were in there. I was 19 when I got out of there.
Well, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll finish up with Bert talking about that growth stage deal is just interesting. And we'll take a look at some of the bulls. He's got some bred heifers going. And also, you got a meal out there for buyers, don't you?
Yes.
Is what time is that?
It starts at 11:30, I think. Yeah, Carol at Chuck Box is going to do it.
Right. So, all right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Beef. That's what's on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms.
Their 11th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. They're selling 70 yearling to two-year-old bulls and 20 bred heifers. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 27th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30. Selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 20 commercial bred heifers. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Foss. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mangum, Oklahoma, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 42 degrees, feels like 39. Dew points at 40, humidity's at 92, 24-hour rain total. 0.3 inches of rain, or as they say up around Grimes and Roger Mills County, 0.03 of an inch. 10-day rain total, 0.39 inches. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil, temperature 36. Sunset at 5:58. Today, patchy fog, 44 degrees. Tonight, 36. Tomorrow, dense fog and 54. So we're going to feel like Seattle, Washington for a few days here, it looks like. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Bert Hudson, owner of Hudson Angus Farms. They got the big bull sale coming up this Saturday right out here on, what exit is that? It's a Carter exit.
32
exit. You just go south right there and just go to the first county road you can turn right on and head right in there, and that'll be the bull sale. It is at 1 o'clock Central Time at the ranch. They're selling 70 bulls, 20 bred heifers. Looks like you got a lot of good help going to be helping with you. Let's start with your auctioneer, Mr. Lambert.
Yep. Old Groke, he's auctioned for me when I was selling cattle down in Abilene, Texas several years ago.
Right.
And he's been here ever since. Does a good job.
He's pretty good. And then we're going to be doing Superior Livestock for the live sale.
Yes, Superior's done mine ever since they've been in business.
And then Colton Pratts from the Oklahoma Cowman and Jeff Moffitt from the American Angus Association will be your ring count.
Yep. Yes.
Really good guys. And then if you're listening out there and you're coming, you can't travel same day, Hampton Inn and Suites here in Elk City will be the accommodations, and mention that you're here for the sale and you get a discount. And so that'll be good. So everything, what have I seen here? I'm just volume discount. Let's talk about that. If you buy 5 to 9 bulls, you get 5% discount. If you buy 10 or more bulls, you get 10% discount. And here's the fine line. Not much of one. It's the volume discount will be applied to bulls selling for 2,000 or 3,250 bucks or more.
Yeah.
So anyway, so come buy 10 bulls at 10,000 a piece, and we might work on that percentage.
Yeah, we can do that.
I figured you was game for that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, EPDs are all current right now on everything selling as of December the 9th. And open the page here, and there's a really good story in the catalog about him and his wife and how this all got going and the feed intake and Superior Livestock. But let's get to number one bull, the Hudson Infinity K3508. What do you know about him?
Well, I guess many of them had to go back to the records, but you can see his minus 8.24.
I see that.
That means he might have eaten 5 3/4 pounds of feed and gained a pound.
Right.
See, and others will eat 8 pounds of feed and they'll gain a pound or maybe a pound and a tenth or two.
Right.
Or they could gain less than a pound. You never know. And we don't know that till we get the books back, the records from GrowSafe at Canada.
Right.
And well, if you'll go by that guideline, and what I like about it, people tell me that, well, if they're paying attention to what their calves weigh, when they wean these calves, most of the time they'll get anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds more a calf. Just out
on
of
weaning
the efficiency,
weight?
If they've got, and most cows are, you know, milk pretty good.
Right.
But I've had that to come back to me several times, and of course we can notice it in our deal too.
Well, what I like about, you know me, I love Simmental.
Yep.
But what I like about the Angus Association is how they promote the breed, how they do all this stuff and all these records and use this technology, and the other breeds are catching, they're working on it.
Yeah,
it's going to take them a while if they ever catch up with the Angus, because Angus didn't mess around. They started up, and you're in on the ground floor on this, and there's a lot of Angus breeders in our listening area that are in the ground floor on. It's just amazing what the Angus Association does.
You know, just kind of pay attention, just like going out and planting a field full of hay grazer or something. You know your soil and what it needs, and it may not need what you think it does.
Right.
And you take it to add a little bit of...
the soil test?
Yeah. And it'll add gum sure pay for itself, and you won't spend any more money.
Instead of guessing, I do this every year.
Yep.
This is what I'm going to do. And, you know, and I kind of felt when I was comparing that during the break, because I know I buy my fertilizer from you.
Yeah.
But anyway, but since I switched things up and I started doing soil tests twice a year and paid attention to what I am doing with the soil, you know, I'm saving 20, 30, 40% on fertilizer. And that's a lot of money.
I know.
But you can do the same thing with cattle, with feed.
You sure can. Like I told an old PhD buddy of mine down in Texas, Ron Carson. He was a big triticale breeder and all that. Well, he's into these cattle anymore since he retired. He's 86 now.
Right.
And still after him and his kids. And I said, Ron, you can't judge that book by the cover. You got to read it. What do you mean? I said, them cows you're talking about, he raises a Wagyu.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. He's on the Akaushi team.
Okay, there you go.
Right. And so the next year, he tested his cattle. We were going to do it up here. The same year I put my unit in, they put one in the feedlot at Hereford, Texas. And I thought, what are they doing that for? Well, he said, people argue with you, but my cattle didn't do as good as that guy's. Well, they take a few head out of each lot, and they will test them. And, well, here's your results, you know.
Right.
But anyway, Ron fed there. And the bull that he talked about was number 5. I never seen him, never heard of him before, this number 5. He said, you know, he's a pretty good bull, but now these others are better. A year later, he called me at noon. I was going in Peter G's deed up there. My wife said, why'd you answer that at noon? I said, because of Ron Carson's calling. He's got something. He was telling me about the feed efficiency. And the offspring out of number 5 bull was the top bull he had, and they're going great guns right now.
There you go.
Yeah, but he got a kick out of that. I said, you can't judge that book
by the cover.
Just read that sucker.
Yeah, I mean, the cover helps, but it ain't nothing. Well, we're about to run out of time, and Bert, thanks for taking time. Thanks for bringing me a catalog.
You bet.
I can get ahead of the game now before I get out there. Anyway, Bert Sale will be this Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. at the ranch right there, exit 32 off I-40, which is the Carter exit, I called it, where you turn south going 34. Go to the first section line, make a right, you're going back west, and that Sale will be right in there.
Road 1130.
1130, there we go. And anyway, so appreciate Bert coming in, and you guys have a great day. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.